It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
And quite a week it was.
So much to talk about. The litigating has begun on the right to work law, which also keeps that controversy alive and in the public eye. There's a case in a lower court, but Governor Snyder has asked the Michigan Supreme Court to make some key rulings so state employees can start dropping out of their unions as soon as the end of March.
Republicans are nevertheless looking to soothe the bitterness left over from last year. So some Republicans decided now is a great time to make a few little changes to how Michigan apportions its Electoral College votes.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club.
Those 16 votes that helped put President Obama over the top for a second term. But some Republicans have an idea on how to make Michigan and other blue states less so in future presidential elections.
So the Republican idea? Change how the votes are counted. Instead of giving all the state's electoral votes to one candidate or the other, they'd be apportioned by congressional district, with a bonus for whichever candidate wins the most districts.
Now, that would have likely given Mitt Romney more electoral votes than Barack Obama, even though more Michiganders voted for Obama. Governor Snyder initially said he was open to the idea as long as it was done quickly. But this week on Bloomberg TV, he changed his tune.
I'm very skeptical of the idea.
Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, he says he's not a fan either.
I think, the bigger package of votes for the winner brings more attention to the state and, again, keeps us united. So I haven't been convinced otherwise yet.
And House Speaker Jace Bulger.
I think it's worth the discussion.
So wait a moment. Rick Snyder says now's not the time. Randy Richardville in the Senate says he's not convinced, but Jace Bulger, he wants to talk about it.
Recent history tells us, a la right to work,
we're changing the Electoral College.
Because when Jace Bulger talks, the legislature listens. We'll see what happens.
But let's look ahead. Let's look to the field of Democrats that might face Governor Snyder.
Or whoever the Republican nominee is, but we're pretty much guessing it's going to be Snyder.
Right. And the list of potential Democratic nominees is down by one this week. I think it's fair to say that Senate Democratic leader Gretchen Whitmer was widely considered the front runner.
Sure, a lot of people seem to be looking toward her as the likely nominee, but no more. She took her name out of consideration. And there is still plenty of time, though, a year and a half until the August 2014 primary. So who is still out there?
Well, we've got former Congressman Mark Schauer and State Board of Education President John Austin. They're both making some early moves toward a run.
A lot of Democrats hope Mike Duggan will reconsider his bid for Detroit mayor to run for governor. No signs of that, though.
Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero could decide he wants a rematch with the one tough nerd.
But first, he's got to be reelected as mayor in November of this year.
But even before that, we have a couple of elections even closer.
Democrats and Republicans choose their state party chairs in just 3 weeks.
Let's get ready to rumble!
A real Donnybrook seems to be shaping up in the race for Michigan Democratic Party chair.
Indeed. Mark Brewer, the longest serving state party chair in the nation, 18 years, and he says he wants two more.
But United Auto Workers President Bob King wants him out. And in Michigan Democratic politics, the UAW is the tail that wags the dog. Brewer is building a coalition of other unions, party leaders who are maybe hoping to become bigger voices. But the Dump Brewer movement also seems to have the support of much, maybe most, of the state's Democratic congressional delegation. A lot of that controversy swirls around who should be held responsible for Democratic underperformance last November.
Exactly. Ballot questions that failed, Democrats failing to win control of the state house. Some people say that's the fault of Bob King and other labor leaders, and that Brewer's being made a scapegoat. Others say Brewer's been in long enough, that everybody knows his playbook. And a challenger seems to have emerged in Lon Johnson.
Largely unknown by the public, but he has a lot of ties across the Democratic spectrum. He worked for John Dingell. He's married to Juliana Smooch. He was President Obama's fundraiser. He could be a fresh face for the party. Most Democrats hope this gets settled before the February convention and a messy floor fight. I personally am hoping maybe it doesn't.
Because what a show that would be. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio. Y'all ready for this?